Plenty of people here in the Delaware Valley have questions about when they'll be eligible for the vaccine. WHYY's Shai Ben-Yaakov and Zoe Reed looked at a few different situations and what they mean for where people stand in the queue.
Okay, Zoe, here's one question we got. This person writes, my mother is 84 and a resident of a large retirement facility in Pennsylvania. She lives in the independent section, but she has asthma and COPD, and she owns a second home in Delaware, and she's been there since May. So when can she get the vaccine in Delaware? And I'll add, when can she get the vaccine if she lived in Pennsylvania or in New Jersey?
All of our states in our region are currently working to vaccinate healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities, as well as assisted living facilities. Once those groups are vaccinated, the listener's mother should be eligible for the vaccine next. The CDC actually put out a recent recommendation to all states that anyone over 75 be included in Phase 1B, and that's along with essential workers. Right now, Delaware's plan also includes those who are over 65.
Okay, here's another one. This person writes, where do I turn? I'm 58 years old, a home healthcare worker in a senior living apartment high-rise, not a nursing home. I am overweight, diabetic, and hypertensive. Am I going to get the vaccine soon and how? So same question, what's the answer for each of our three states?
First priority is going to go to healthcare workers who are dealing with COVID patients. But all the states are making sure that every healthcare worker, including home healthcare workers, are in that first phase. Also across our region, anyone with serious medical conditions are considered a top priority, following healthcare workers, long-term care residents, and also essential workers and those over 75.
Zoe, I also looked at my own eligibility, and I came across something kind of interesting. I'm 40 years old and I have asthma, but otherwise I'm in good health. My wife is 39 years old, just 1 year younger than I am, but she doesn't have any underlying conditions. So does that put us in different phases?
Yeah, so I was also interested in this question because I have asthma as well. Pennsylvania currently places people with moderate to severe asthma in Phase 2. But it's not quite certain what actually defines moderate to severe. New Jersey also has listed people with asthma as a critical population for the vaccine. People over 40 are eligible for Phase 2. Since your wife is 39, she will be likely in the final phase unless she is considered an essential worker.
So the first phase, it looks like, is going to happen in tiers, this 1A, 1B, 1C. Is there anything similar happening in Phase 2? Would a 40-year-old be, you know, lower priority than a 60-year-old within that phase?
They are kind of looking into that, but it's not entirely clear how that will go. It is important to point out that they can start phases at any time. So, for example, they can begin Phase 2 while they are completing the final phase of 1. Everything is very fluid right now and open to change.
Zoe, thank you so much for laying all this out.
Thank you for having me.